Playwright Paula Vogel is no stranger to upending traditional ideas about theater and taking on dark themes, often with comedy. It started with her Pulitzer Prize-winning play, How I Learned to Drive, which is about incest and forgiveness. Now, Vogel, who is chair of the playwriting department at the Yale School of Drama, has a new show that's also decidedly different. A Civil War Christmas, being staged by the Huntington Theater Company in Boston, is billed as an uplifting musical. Paula Vogel joined us in the studio recently to talk about it.
I wanted to examine where we are, who we are as Americans, as well as celebrate where we came from. And I wanted to examine why are we not coming together and celebrating community values? Why are we becoming so fractionalized? And I wrote this in 2006 during Katrina, during the immigration debates, before the health care.
And before President Obama.
And before President Obama. So people may not expect, when they hear the title, Civil War Christmas, that there's music, a lot of comedy, and these different stories of people living around Washington on a single evening, Christmas Eve, 1864. The hope of peace is really the theme. The piece starts with I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, which was written in Cambridge, Massachusetts, by the poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, who wrote the poem on Christmas Eve, 1864, because he had suffered so many losses of his wife. His son was gravely wounded in battle. And here he was as a Northerner, supporting the Union, at the end of 4 years of war. And he was looking for the hope of peace. And I think that that's what the poem does. I hope that's what the play does. If you stop and think about it, Civil War ballads, spirituals, and Christmas carols have this in common. We're all looking to the stars. We're all looking for peace, and we're following the stars to what we hope is a better destiny.
Now, this seems very different from a lot of your other productions. You know, you've dealt with some really dark topics in the past, and this one is more uplifting and hopeful and about coming together.
Right.
That's a big switch.
It is a big switch. It was a great challenge for me. The way that I say this is in my family for the past several decades, the children in my family have said, Aunt Paula, when can we see your plays? And I usually say, when you're 30 years old. And we're going to go out to a bar and we're going to have a good drink and we're going to talk about it. So the challenge for this was to write a play for all the children in my family.
Now, I've read, and you would know this, you teach at Yale now, you teach young people. I've read that theater isn't always popular for young people, and many theaters are struggling. How do you make sure that those younger people remain interested in forming that community and in being part of theater?
What we have cut out of our budget, and this was long before our current budgetary crisis, we cut the arts out because art tells us, theater tells us, inconvenient truths. So I feel that this is very much a political action. So we have to get it back because it does allow us to examine who we are and it allows us to shape who we become. Basically, every time I go and talk to groups, I basically say, everyone here within the sound of my voice, you are all artists. You may not choose to do it as a full-time job or as a living, but everyone is born innately an artist.
And what about creativity, making sure that there's still a spark of creativity and an appreciation of creativity in young people? Do you see that changing?
I see it coming back, and I have to say I'm very hopeful about this. The work that I'm seeing from young playwrights is extraordinary. I think that's because this generation in the 21st century has a lot to say. Because we are at a crisis moment economically, politically, spiritually, morally right now as a country.
I wonder, when we're talking about the theater and Christmas, why is it that we often put those together, either in the themes of the production or at this time of year? What is it about the holidays, do you think, that makes either theater more popular for people or makes the theme of the holidays more popular for those in the theater?
The thing that I always feel we do at Christmas time or at Hanukkah, New Year's, and the thing that I think we do as a theater is it's all about creating community. So the art form goes very, very well with the celebration.
All right. Paula Vogel, happy holidays, and thanks for being with us.
Happy holidays. Thank you, Deb.